Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your New Year's Eve is complete. You know what you'll be doing. You'll be locked in as you watch a rematch of a previous national championship game between Ohio State and Miami as those two teams will square off in a national playoff game. And to give us more insight and more knowledge of what it takes to see Ohio State try to get back and win another national championship, we give you the ultimate when it comes to Ohio State knowledge and wisdom. He is Tim May of the Tim May Show with Clay Hall. Hi, Tim May.
Oh, hi. I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore when I'm on this show.
Why? I mean, just because I've had a couple days off?
A couple days off.
Did you used to be, is this the guy that used to be on there known as Baskin?
Yeah, I don't know. You may remember me from my days at WBNS AM and television.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I talked to you more there than I have in the last several weeks while you've taken what I would say is an ungodly amount of PTO, but that's just me.
He's like a nurse.
He works 410s now. That's how this works. He works
410s. I'm judging. Oh, there you go.
I'm
judging from afar. I'm judging from afar, but wow. Glad to hear your voice again.
But it's interesting because I left the planet after Ohio State beat Michigan, and the next thing I knew, I heard they were playing Miami on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And it's kind of queer. That's just like in rerun 2002 all over again, right?
That's true.
In between, they got beat by Indiana for the Big Ten championship game.
Oh, did that happen? I didn't realize that.
And Miami, a team that a lot of people said didn't belong in it, a lot of your Notre Dame people said didn't belong in the tournament, it should have been Notre Dame, goes to Texas A&M and wins. Hmm. Well, I don't know if that was an upset or not. I had that game as a push all the way. I don't know about you, Mr. Baskin, because I haven't heard from you in so long.
But, I know. I'm sorry. I should call. I don't.
The bottom line is what a matchup, right? I mean, I think it's what you're alluding to. It's almost like we're building this up for some reason, like we're getting paid to do that.
Sometimes we do. It's good for us. It's good for us.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you. Before we get into the game, I do want to ask you, because yesterday was a significant day for two Northeast Ohio Buckeyes, Eli Lee and Brody Lennon. Eli Lee from Akron Hoban and Brody Lennon from Gilmore Academy both had their black stripes removed. Yeah. What does that mean?
We're not even clear. They've been doing this black stripe thing since Urban Meyer showed up.
Yes.
We're not clear. We're not really sure what that means, except it's sort of a rite of passage, kind of like, when you cross the equator for the first time on a ship and they they throw you in the water or something like that. It's kind of a ritual.
Sort of a Ohio State bar mitzvah. Is that what you're trying to say? Yes.
Going from diapers to pull-ups.
No?
Yeah. Bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Some might call it that.
Cotillion.
Some might call it a bris. Baptism. It means that push come to shove, they trust you to play like a Buckeye, meaning they trust you to go in a game and do what you're supposed to do. For want of another way of explaining it. And some guys get the black stripe off and are off a lot earlier than others. I think Jeremiah Smith got his off in the mail before he ever showed up at Ohio State. Hey, here's your black stripe.
Congratulations. See you later. That's gone.
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird. Can't wait for you to get here.
Go ahead.
Black stripe was a post-it note.
Because I saw Lennon play this year. That's why I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, exactly. So what it really means, who knows, man. It's a rite of passage more than anything else.
All right, your thoughts on the game coming up. I'm a little leery about all this time off. I'm not going to lie. You know, you played you played a game where the offense couldn't get moving, and now all of a sudden you got another, you got two byes before you play your next game. It reminds me of the days like when we first started working together, when I would see you, I'd be like, oh man, they played the Michigan game. See you next year, Tim.
Yeah. Yep. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
This is similar. You know, I had Matt Wilhelm. He's on my Tim May show once a week. And he, of course, was part of the 2002 National Championship team that, I guess, upset Miami. They were 13-point underdogs going in. But, you know, you never know what – you never know if what you did during a layoff has been enough to – well, I think it's Booger McFarland uses that term. There's a fine line between rest and rust. And it's one letter, but it can be huge. So you never know if you've done enough or not, but you definitely don't want to overdo it during an extended period. Now, this is a shorter period only because back then I think they got done the day, 2 days after Thanksgiving, and then didn't play again until January the 3rd. This is back in 2002. This time they got done the first weekend in December, and they're playing on the 29th. So it's basically a 24, 25-day. I can't do math anymore. Maybe 23-day, 24-day layoff.
A couple weeks. Just say a couple weeks.
That's all. No, it's more than. I mean, it's more than 3 weeks. I mean, yeah. Extended. So, and in the meantime, the other team has played. Now, the other team got, you know, had some guys kind of get banged up in that game too when they played Texas A&M. The good thing is you didn't face jeopardy. You got Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate getting much more healthy than they were the last time you saw them play against Indiana, even, and you've had time to fill in for Tegger Shabola. Right guard, looks like he's not going to play for at least the first couple of games in this playoff because of we do believe it's like a chest injury or shoulder injury. But you've had time to get Gabe Van Sickle, who's going to play in his place, get him going at right guard, because right guard, you know, all year has been sort of that one question mark on the offensive side of the ball. But they feel pretty good, it seems like, about what they're going to be able to put up there against Miami. And then you're going against a defensive front that dominated Texas A&M for the most part, led by Reuben Bain. I call it Reuben Bain and his band. But so anyway, who knows, right? Till about 9 or 9:30 or 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve Central Standard Time, we're not going to really know whether the layoff was good or bad for Ohio State. I got a feeling you'll see a little bit of rust. But I also, you know, from talking to these players and stuff earlier this week and Ryan Day, they're eager to play a football game because they really have a sour taste in their mouth for what happened in the Big Ten championship game. And they're eager to play another game because they still do, I think, to a man, believe they're the best team in the country. But, you know, they sure didn't play like it the last time out, at least offensively.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline. Tim, let's take a half step back and go back to last week for a little bit. Tulane sadly got a take into him, and then James Madison, boy, oh boy, I felt terrible for them. Do we like having these group of five teams in here with the Power Four? Is this the way the college football playoff should be, in your opinion?
Do we like it? That's a good question. That's a good question. It's kind of like trying to get a bill passed in Congress now. Do we like it? Ohio State beat the hell out of Tennessee last year. You remember that first-round game?
It was very important.
And especially sitting here thinking, boy, this is going to be a really competitive game. And I think by the time I got the M.E. in game out, Ohio State scored 4 touchdowns.
Correct. So was that a mismatch? I mean, you know, should the SEC get more than 2 teams in? You understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I'm not yelling at you guys. I'm just saying this is what was agreed upon when they revamped the qualifications for being the college football playoff. Pretty much you set the stage for two other 6, as I call them, conferences getting teams in. And so really it was a 10-team open tournament with 2 teams kind of guaranteed if A, B, C, and D happened, they would get in. So it's a moot point to say whether that's good or bad or whether we like it. You know this, the SEC doesn't like it. You know this, Notre Dame definitely doesn't like it. We know Nick Saban doesn't like it. He's on record, but those were the rules, you know. And so that's what you played with this year. But we all know things are going to change, man, because too many people don't like it. But like I said last year, those first round games weren't exactly gems either. The best first round game was Miami, excuse me, Miami Texas A&M, and then right there Alabama spotted Oklahoma 17-point lead, and then came back and crushed them right at Oklahoma. That wasn't a, you know, in the final analysis, that wasn't a great game. The only good game of the first round was Miami versus Texas A&M, and the only reason it was because Mother Nature said, "You shall not." Wait a minute, no, her voice would be more like this. "You shall not throw today with impunity." She cranked up the wind machine, and boom, you had what you had there, right? So, we can make all this argument about who did or who didn't belong, but, you know, they belonged about as much as anybody else, considering last year's first-round games. Everybody got upset last year because a couple of teams you didn't think should get first-round buys got them. Mm-hmm. And now it's like a couple of teams got in that you didn't think should even be in the party. Well, hey, next year, don't invite them if that's the way you feel. Don't gripe, you know. Don't gripe about it. It's like I get on my family here sometimes is people talk behind people's backs instead of like confronting that person. That's, you know, I've always been for with Andy Baskin. I'm not saying that the other guys, hey, where the hell is Andy? Is he ever going to be on this show again? I just confront Andy.
That's true. You have.
Where have you been? And really, why are you here? We got into a nice talk, chemistry, symmetry with you missing.
I'm sorry. I clearly let you down.
Stride, Sam.
You, my friend, almost got Wally pipped.
Oh, that's all right. I was doing my due diligence.
Wally Knight and the Pips.
All right, Gladys. Let me ask you another pending question here. Your thoughts on Ryan Day taking the play calling back from Brian Hartline in the next game, knowing that Brian is now off to what, South Florida?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me if I like eggnog. You know, I've never had eggnog.
No, that's the last question. Let me ask you, do you like eggnog?
I've never had it, so I don't know if I would or not. It doesn't appeal to me from a name standpoint. You know what I mean? That's like calling, that's like calling a hamburger, you know, smush. You know, maybe I won't try it.
So eggnog needs a better marketing department.
It just needs a different name.
Yeah, it does.
If it wasn't called eggnog, I think more people would drink it.
Well, what would you call it then?
A tasty treat. Tasty treat. You know, something like that. I would try a tasty treat. Ryan, as I said to Ryan the other day at the press conference, it's kind of like getting back on a bike, you know, because he's ridden his bike many times before. Number two, and there's no doubt in this modern age of being a head coach, you are pushing pulled a heck of a lot more than you were even 6 years ago, where the responsibilities from hiring your staff to recruiting to getting whatever staff you've got already arranged, getting them ready for the transfer portal coming up starting the first week in January, to NIL situations. Please give. You know, I like how Kenny Dillingham, right after he signs his extension at Arizona, basically got on the horn and said, "Can't somebody write us a $20 million check? I mean, what's going on out here? We're in Phoenix, for God's sakes." I mean, there's all kinds of, like, things you've got to take care of now that you didn't have to even when Ryan Day was named the head coach way back in after the Rose Bowl 2019, January 1, 2019. He was handed the whistle to the kingdom by Urban Meyer in the post-game team meeting, and it's different now. And so it's different from when Tom Herman, remember, got named the University of Houston head coach in 2014, but Ohio State, he stayed on at Ohio State as the offensive coordinator.
And you know what I remember? After the bowl game, he was wearing the hat.
Well, on the field. That's where he worked. Where he now works.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take that moment to promote where you're going and not where you've been?
Because you should be where your feet are at the moment. That's why. It rubbed me the wrong way.
In other words, it was akin to Michigan planting the flag on the block O. It was like him planting his cap with the front.
I didn't agree with that. No, it wasn't as egregious as that.
I remember talking to him after the game and saying, "Hey, man, I like that cap." That was my exact quote to it.
What did he say?
"That cap." He said, "Thanks, man." That's exactly what he said. And deep, then I asked why.
Deep conversation.
After the Alabama game, I asked, why did y'all throw the ball? Anyway, on that. Yeah. But anyway, it can be handled. Brian's basically working with his wide receivers for what they hope is three more dances, not one last dance. You know, we'll see as this goes on what happens if they win the first round game or the quarterfinal game, first round for them. We'll see how, if it changes again. You know what I mean? I mean, but right now, Ryan Day thought it through many times and decided this is the way to go. And Ryan Day has called plays, and they only heard the hue and cry by many, including probably on his staff. Some guys, including himself, was second-guessing maybe a little bit of the play calling when they got down to the red zone or inside the 10-yard line in the Big Ten championship game. Twice they were inside the 10-yard line and came away with 0 points. But that's why they got beat. They've all rededicated themselves. I think Ryan wanted the offensive staff, led by him now, to be zeroed in on Miami. So that's what it's all about.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline. All right, I want to take another half step back here. So Biff Pogge has interviewed with the University of Michigan a couple of times now for that gig. Do you think that's a name that Michigan is actually looking at to hire for this, or would they go with someone who is a little bit doesn't have the ties to Jim Harbaugh that Biff Pogge does?
I know one thing. A lot of people that cover Michigan, a lot of people that were fans of Michigan, like the offense they ran when he stepped in for a suspended Sherrone Moore earlier this year. Remember that?
This season.
We do. Yeah, Sherrone Moore, man. It's like you get speeding tickets, and all of a sudden, you know, then everything comes unraveled. What a story that is for a movie or something one of these days. Whew. But I digress. I mean, you know, you always laugh. Biff Pogge, you know, just from a name standpoint. Like one of my good friends is Angelique Shingelis, and you wonder whether his parents went through the thesaurus for names when they were naming him. Was one of them those Skip and, all the names you can throw out there, and they finally settled on Biff. But the bottom line is you kind of like the way that the offense played under his direction for a couple of weeks. Number one. Number two, he's been around. He's quite the veteran. Clearly he's a character, but in a good way. Agreed. I mean, we talked about smoking a big cigar and eating ice cream. I think it was butter pecan ice cream with his wife, sharing a tub of butter pecan ice cream after a big win.
Not to mention, I don't know many guys named Biff who are quiet and in the corner.
Henderson.
Exactly. There you go. So, I mean, the name is what it is. People, just like the Penn State job, people are using this to get what they want where they are. I don't know about the Michigan job, one way or the other. I think Michigan is the winningest program in the country in terms of all-time wins. It's a house fire right now that it's still smoldering, right? And we'll see how they play in the bowl game, which I think is curious. I'm going to be watching that game just to see how it goes. But then past that, where do you go? And maybe you need an interim year just to get everybody, make sure the smoke is gone, the embers are all tamped out before you move on. But then maybe you need that immediate cleansing. But who is it going to be? My personal opinion is this is a job tailor-made. If you don't elevate Biff Pogge, and if you've interviewed him twice, what are you asking him, you know, the second time? Well, we looked into this, and, you know, are you sure about that? Like,
they need
more like
to.
More like a deposition probably than an interview. You were there, and you know, you heard what he said about things earlier this week, and did you hold up your hand mid season and bring up some of those things in the, you know, coaches meetings?
Right.
You know, that would be my question. Mm. But do you need a guy who's been a head coach or is a standing head coach who would bring in basically an entire new staff? But you need somebody, I think, who's been a head coach, who understands the challenges right now of both being a head coach and of coming in with his sort of his own way, his own staff of doing things. I think that's what a lot of people think. So that's the conundrum that Michigan is dealing with right now. And you would think, yeah, there probably is a long line of guys who would love to be the next head coach at Michigan, but it may not be from the talent pool you thought it would come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is I don't know if this is a critical hire. The critical hire might be the next guy they hire. But, you know, if you can get a guy in his early 60s or late 50s who's hanging around, you know, the guy I keep bringing up is Brian Kelly, who's out of a job right now.
True.
He's got Michigan ties. Underwood was committed to him before he reneged and signed with Michigan because of that lucrative NIL deal that they promised him. So, you know, Bryce Underwood might stick around. But, you know, is he the answer based on the way he played some? He played better under Biff Posey, in my opinion. So there's another vote for Biff. But the bottom line is, yeah, I mean, there's a Brian Kelly. Yeah, things didn't go right at LSU. Things went pretty damn good for him at Notre Dame, with one exception of a situation that happened.
Yep.
With the kid getting struck by lightning on the film tower.
I'm not sure
whose total fault that was. It doesn't matter. It happened under his watch. But
right.
But he did a damn good job at one of the premier programs in the country for a long time. Mm. And he's got Michigan ties. So I don't understand why that name didn't come up immediately. But
it may.
You know, you always think when you go to the dance, you can dance with the
one you brought,
the most attractive one there. But sometimes the most attractive one there has eyes for some other.
Mm. Tim.
You know, I stayed away from any kind of
pronoun
or anything there.
Yeah, stay. Yeah, yeah. I hear
danced
you.
Danced right around that analogy.
Tim, the clock is ticking, my friend. Have a merry, merry Christmas, my friend. I will talk to you next week. Thank you.
You got holidays, it, buddy. It's
always a pleasure. Hey, do you want to do this next Wednesday before the game, or Thursday?
No, let's do Wednesday. Yeah, we're off Thursday, so let's do Wednesday.
Let's do it, brothers.
Yeah, let's
always
do it next
pleasure.
Week. Thank you, Tim.
Buddy.
Appreciate you. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. The great Tim May joining us right here on Baskin and Phelps. Time now for a very late 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, Dan Menigan is in today. Let's talk a little Ohio State here in a second. You got a little bit of NFL news?
Yeah, so it was just announced that the Washington Commanders will be starting Josh Johnson on their Christmas game against the Dallas Cowboys.
Where did that voice come from?
From up above.
You okay? You gonna be all right?
This has been a very, very rough season as a Commanders fan.
That could not have been delivered better if you tried. So on Christmas, okay? It's NFL's big day.
Right.
They're trying to take
how old
this,
is Josh now?
I don't know. They're trying to take this away.
He's gotta be close to 40.
That'd be my guess. I don't know. You Google it.
39. He's 39.
Right on. Nice job.
Wow.
They're trying to take this away from the NBA. They want to make this their big day. Okay.
Okay.
You are going to watch the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Commanders.
First of all, should Dallas be able to play on Christmas after owning Thanksgiving for all these years?
I don't care.
I don't think
we should be playing NFL games on Christmas. But
I think they should have at least one game on Christmas. I have no problem. Christmas night should be NFL. I'm good with it. But so instead, we have a 1, a 4:30, and an 8. 15.
So Dak Prescott is going to go up against Josh Johnson. Okay? That's game one. The second game is going to be the Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings will be starting Max Brosner in this game. Okay? And the third game is the Denver Broncos versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs are starting Chris Olatokun in this game, which means that we are going to see a third-string quarterback, a backup quarterback, and a third-string quarterback. And I once again state for the NFL to hear, you want to have 18 of these? You want to add two more teams to this? You don't even have enough quarterbacks to make it through the season now. And you want to add more?
Yep.
Why?
Because people want it. They want more football.
I know cash is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And when you have lots of cash, apparently you want more. I hardly have any.
Agree.
But what the hell are we doing here? Like, are you really wanting to sign up for a Commanders team to have to go sign Sam Howell to be a third string quarterback because you're so banged up? Is this what we want? Is this what's best for the sport? Is this really what people want to sit down and watch on Christmas? Is just some garbage football games that are going to be blowouts in the first half?
Yep. Yep. And yeah, would you rather watch this or the NBA?
NBA. All day, every day.
I don't know. I could go either way.
I'm done watching garbage football games. I've just hit that point in my life where it's basically like, all right.
I don't think the Cowboys or Lions should be playing on Christmas. They have owned Thanksgiving my entire life. I can't tell you how many times I was bored watching the Lions play on Thanksgiving. I always wanted to watch the Cowboys. I never wanted to watch the Lions.
Barry Sanders was fun.
Yeah, I was like, oh, here come the Lions. Tryptophan. Right? And so I don't think it's like, why do they pick the Cowboys and Lions to play? I mean, obviously, you know, two watchable teams, especially the Lions now, but like they should not be playing on Christmas Day. They have owned Thanksgiving for years. I also think, you know, for the franchise, if you're playing on those teams, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, it's like most people do this. Like, hey, do you want Thanksgiving or do you want Christmas? If you work in most businesses, they'll say to you, you can have one or the other, or New Year's. You might throw New Year's in there too. But I think both for their organizations, I don't think it's fair either.
I agree. It's why I think the NFL should just let the NBA have this. I know we all know you're the king. We all know at the tail end of this, we're going to get the ratings for the entire season, and it's all going to be football games in the top 50, except for the Oscars, the Grammys, and State of the Union. Like, those are the three things that will be on the list, and the rest of it will be football games for the top ratings for the rest of the year.
You think State of the Union's going to be a top rating?
It's on every channel. I mean, if you've got satellite, it's on every channel, so it's going to be on there.
That's true. Oh no, the shopping channels are on every channel.
Oh, that's true too.
What are you watching?
Shopping channels
or the Hallmark channel seems to be on every channel that I walk by lately. Like, are you really watching Hallmark? Really?
But yeah,
it's at a restaurant last night that had the Hallmark channel.
They had the Hallmark channel on there?
Yeah, like a restaurant bar, good food. We love going there.
Of course.
But I mean, I turn around and I'm watching Cavs are on one TV, so I was, you know, kind of glued to that.
Great win yesterday too.
And then, you know, I look at the other TV and I'm like, they have the Hallmark channel on? Maybe just because it's the holidays.
Maybe. Makes sense. I mean, or it's one of those, like, I mean, hell, do you really need the sound on to figure out what's going on in a Hallmark movie? I think you can kind of piece it together.
Oh, here she comes. Oh, big city advertising agent coming back home to help out her dad's store.
That, you know, handsome guy's in a suit. I bet he's from the big city.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Not. It's the other guy. It's the guy that worked on the farm with his father.
That handsome guy's in a flannel. I bet you he's from the small town.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And then, you know, she just came off a really bad relationship with a guy that didn't care about her in the big city. And then they shoot those things in like 3 minutes.
And then you notice that, you know, which side which is on, because the handsome guy in the suit comes from the big city to try to get her back because the handsome guy from the
farm. And she's got to contemplate going back with him for a second, right?
A lot of contemplations.
Yeah. This has been a special edition of the Hallmark Channel here on Baskin and Phelps.
We are available to be in these movies if they do pay decently.
Please give me 5 minutes to write the next script on all these things. But I got to tell you, people are hooked on those. You know what they are? They're the romance books that they used to sell.
That's all.
If you think about it, that's all they really are.
Well, it's all. a lot of that stuff. I mean, it's almost like soap operas where it's, you know, somewhat formulaic and people just like having the formula and, you know, we follow, we can three quarters pay attention.
It's comfortable love story stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Might fall into that category.
So if you had your choice, Hallmark Channel or Game Show Network?
Oh, I can't stand it. The Game Show Network will drive me nuts after a while.
Really?
Yeah. I can only do so much game, so many game shows.
Oh, no. I'm
probably the Game Show Network over the Hallmark Channel, but boy, oh boy, that's a catch 22.
You know what show I love? Chain Reaction. You ever seen that show?
The lady friends hooked on that one.
Yeah,
too.
It's a good show. It's not bad. All right, let's come back. Let's talk about something other than this. Are we giving away presents to our major sports teams? Is that what you want to do?
I mean, I am feeling giving. You feeling giving?
Yeah, I'm in the giving mood. How about you?
And a little college football too. We should get some college football.
Yeah, if you want, why don't you give one of your sports teams here in town a present? If you could give them a present, what would it be? 216-474-0092. Hack Radio. That's us. We're doing it right now. I'll admit it. But if you were going to give one of your sports teams here in town, because we wrote down a couple, a present, what would you give them? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, of course, Dan Menigan is in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Rose, about 15 minutes away. 15 minutes away. We're going to give away some gifts. Not actual gifts, just like mental gifts. Is that right? Would they be mental gifts? Wishes?
Hypothetical. Wishes would work.
Guardians, Browns, Gavs. We're going to give them some gifts here. Meredith, you're more than welcome to join along, too. We probably should have talked to you before we started the segment, but I always like your input on some of these. So think about this for a second while we talk to Jim in Strongsville, who's the man. Jim in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Howdy.
Hey, again. Listen, I've already given too much to these teams. I don't know if they deserve a gift from me.
Give them a gift. Give them one.
Give me a franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Would be a dream come true for me.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, let's be honest. I was listening to Meredith, like, give the thing, both in contention for the number one pick. So, I mean, how do you win that game? By losing?
It's a good point. That is. Anyway, say that all the time when we get to these games.
I wanted to make a point to Dan. Dan, you know what? I get the bitterness about the NFL. And every one of those NFL games is going to draw a bigger number than every one of the NBA games on during that day. That's just the way that's the way it is. Now, the NBA has come out, and they've pretty much told everybody that our regular season doesn't matter. None of these games matter. And now they're all running around like, why is our viewership down? Why aren't people paying attention to regular season games?
Actually,
because
viewership
you told
is
us
up.
They don't matter.
Viewership's up right now. All over the NBA, it is up.
Up versus last year? Or how is it historically, Dan?
Up year over year. Here's my problem that I have with this, Jim. This is one man's opinion. I have hit the point in life where I am done watching crappy football and when I can instead watch more competitive things going back and forth. And if I got to watch third string quarterbacks, I'm going to go watch starters play elsewhere instead of watching third string quarterbacks. I might be one of the few people who are like that. I'm just done watching crappy football.
Well, you could say that. I've kind of, for the most part, not given up, but I have almost zero interest in the way the NBA is played right now. So I think it's a terrible game. We can debate that all you want to. I don't think it's fun to watch. I think they've taken a lot of the skill out of it. It's about shooting three-pointers and dunking. There's no in-between game. Defenders can't touch anybody. So now you got like 80-year-old LeBron James putting up points. I mean, I have no interest on Christmas Day watching geriatric LeBron James versus geriatric Kevin Durant. Is that what the NBA is really hanging their hat on these days?
So put on a Christmas story and we all move forward, Jim.
By the way, NBA.
No, I'm going to go Hallmark, the Christmas card.
Oh, there you go. Do you want us to write the next episode
for you? We're good.
Yeah, we love doing that. That's our favorite thing to do. Just a case in point, through Thanksgiving, basically, the NBA had their highest opening month viewership in 15 years. Now, maybe that's because of NBC and Amazon and ESPN, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The whole thing, look, sports stink now. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to go down, like, Sunday, Dan, I'll go down to that game. I'll sit there with the Steeler fans. I just hope that Jimmy Haslam is so embarrassed by the sight of that stadium for the last month and a half that forces him into action. Because, listen, guys, he still needs to sell tickets until he gets into the new stadium. Apathy has never been higher. And when I say apathy, in terms of people showing up to that stadium, it just sucks. Thank you. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. And leave. And we'll leave it at that note. Thank you, Jim. Have a good one. This has been one of those days where I can't really argue with people about things.
No.
It sucks watching that stadium get overrun by the other team.
Yeah.
Bills, Steelers. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
There's nothing fun about it. You sit there and you're like, this is our stadium. Like, why are we inundated by these, I don't know what they use, but somehow or another those towels turn yellow and they spin them. But so I it's hard, man. He's right. It's hard. And my big fear is, and we talked about this yesterday, my big fear is that we are going to lose an entire beyond generation that just don't care about Browns football. I know they want to be in for the party. And I know they want to have fun, and I know they want to go to the games, and they like going to football games, but it's just not, it's the generation, the two, almost now maybe two generations behind, were about going to the game, watching them play competitive football, win games, and make it to the playoffs and think that you have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I can't tell you the last time I felt that way.
Here's the other problem that has come with this. The NFL doesn't want you down at that stadium.
And I disagree. I totally disagree. I'm listening to what Daryl had to say about all these new stadiums popping up around the NFL. I mean, he was talking about six or seven new stadiums probably before 35.
Right,
and they're not domes. They're football fields with roofs.
But what are we doing then with moving these games all over the place and pricing these tickets in such a way that we're doing all of this? And making it such a bear to get down and then bragging about how massive our TV ratings are. I'm sorry, this whole thing continues to scream the same thing back to me, which is we don't want you there. We want you at home on the couch.
I disagree with that. I think they want you there. I do. But they know that the product, but I think they realize that quickly, that the product is better on TV. There's nothing worse than sitting through a TV timeout when you're at the game. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Not to mention, I'm spending $20 on beers. I'm spending, you know, $7 on hot dogs. I mean, it's everybody. It's not just the Browns. It's everybody.
It's not just the ear, only two. I mean, like I was like I told you, I went to the Predators game over the weekend. I was like, mixed drinks were like $18.
It's insane. I understand that it's a big deal, and I understand that it's a big night out and all of that kind of stuff. I have hit the point where, and some of it is working the Browns Radio Network. I don't remember the last time I went to an NFL game. And I don't remember the last time I looked at an NFL game and went, boy, I wish I was there. I'm sorry, 4K TV, my own couch, my own blanket. It's fantastic. I can call my friends over if I want to feel like I'm near a crowd. You know, now we're building those, that thing Dan Gilbert's trying to put up.
Yeah, downtown.
What it's called right now.
Yeah, it's like being at the game, but
Chasm, I think it. No, it's not that. Whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
We're going old guy at the couch.
It's the IMAX of sports, and you feel like you're at the game.
And now we're going to add that thing into the mix, which is going to make people not want to go to these games even more. Like, I'm sorry. I think part of the problem is that the league doesn't want you there.
I disagree. I think they do want you there. It's just because they know. I mean, that's... I mean, they want to sell beer. They want to sell seats. They want to sell. I mean, otherwise, why would you even? I know you're making a lot of your money from television, but there's still something to be said for being at the game. It's just that you can't replace it. I don't care if you're sitting at home or not. There's something to be said about actually being at the game that still drives me to makes me want to go see games. You feel the same way about baseball. I know you do. Even in meaningless games that they play 162. So there are plenty of meaningless baseball games. You still love going to the ballpark, don't you? Admit it. Admit
to
it.
See the right thing, yes, but a lot of that is going down and down, and I just watch it all on TV now.
For baseball, too?
Yeah. The amount of games that I go to, now minor league games are a different animal just because it's, you know, cheap to get in, it's cheap to eat,
I'd still rather sit at a ballpark and watch a baseball game on a beautiful day.
Well, and that's the side of it, it's the weather, a beautiful day.
You know, you get to be outside, you get to watch a game, it's fun. And they've made the game a little bit faster. I think it's better than it was even.
The pitch clock is wonderful. That's one of the best blessings that
I'll ever utter the words, the pitch clock is wonderful.
It is.
It keeps the tempo of the game going. That's the difference.
Buddy, we knocked out 45 minutes of dawdling. We still have 27 outs. We're still playing 9 innings. It's the same game. It's the same way. We've just knocked out 45 minutes of dawdling. It's fantastic.
I'll let Chuck give away some gifts here. Go ahead, Chuck. Right, you got any gifts for our professional sports teams?
Yeah, I got a gift for the Cavs and a gift for the Browns.
Okay, go for it.
I want to give the Cavs a gift of having the toughness of the 89 Pistons. I think we can win the title then.
Okay, you got to give them the gift because I don't know if they own that, but okay.
Then I want to get a Browns. I want to give them a coach with the Herm Edwards attitude. Like, we play to win the game. I mean, you got to get mad and angry. We got to play to win and quit all this tanking. And Myles Garrett, he needs to Sunday get the sack against Rudolph. That'll be great if that happens.
That would be a really fun full circle moment, wouldn't it?
It would be awesome.
I would laugh really hard.
All right, good stuff, Chuck. Thank you. Happy holidays, my friend. All right, go ahead and give your gifts out.
So my first gift would go to the Guardians, and it's Ketel Marte, who is the second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks in a trade. He has a below-market value contract. He's a power-hitting second baseman who can also run a little bit on top of it. Plays a pretty good second base as well. Add that with Jose Ramirez, and now you've got something that can make some noise. That's my gift to the Guards.
My gift to the Guards is just simply a bat. Somebody that can hit 240, 250. A couple of them. I'd like two of those guys. I want two guys to add to what we already have. With Ramirez and Kwan, keep Kwan, please. And then give me a couple guys that can hit between 240 and 250. What's league average right now? 240-something-ish?
Yeah, whatever.
Somewhere in there. So I just need to, I don't even need great bats. I need guys that can come up with clutch hits every once in a while, be consistent at the plate, and get some more guys on base so that we've had great pitching. Man, can we just help these guys out a little bit more? What's your Browns gift?
Left tackle. I think they need a left tackle really bad. It would be fantastic if you could find a right tackle to bookend it with, but they need a left tackle because then you can actually evaluate a quarterback without having to worry about him having to escape the pocket and possibly get his spine readjusted.
The obvious is quarterback, to make sure that you know who your quarterback is. And if it's Shador, that's fine. That's a gift to say that we know he's the guy.
Otherwise,
I'm with Jeff on this, and Jeff's not even here today. It's a wide receiver. It's a 6'2", 6'3", 6'4" wide receiver with some speed that can help you get some distance down the field because we just have not seen it. It's just not I just can't remember the last time that I've like, oh, man, we are looking good at wide receiver. And you have to go back, for me, to Edwards, Winslow, and Jarevicius. That's the last time I felt confident in every guy that was out there catching the football.
You didn't feel confident with Odell Jarvis and...
I felt confident with Jarvis.
David Njoku?
Njoku's a tight end. And this is, I hate to take Jeff's...
No, you're fine. You know. I guess who the third...
Kellen was a tight end, too. So I,
yeah, see?
But see? I never looked at Kellen as a tight end. Did you?
Well, I mean, he was a pass catcher. You know, in the same way, we're gonna run into this. Like, what do you do with Kyle Pitts? Like, Kyle Pitts is just... He's a tight end, but... More of a pass catcher than anything else. You know, Antonio Gates kind of started that. Travis Kelce kept the mantra going.
What are you going to give in the Cavs? Got about 30 seconds.
I don't know what to give them. I feel like the gift that I want to give them is health at the end of the season because I want to see what this thing looks like when you get everybody rolling in May.
Yeah, I'll give you that too. Health and just consistency so that people aren't freaking out. One more gift I'm giving away. I want to give the Monsters a little more attention. Because they lead the league in attendance all the time. And I know it's minor league compared to the other teams. But, I mean, their fans deserve it. I mean, they're averaging over 11,000 a game.
And it's a great
product. And no one else is even. Like, Laval is not even at 10,000, and they're second. So I tip my cap to them. I give you the gift of publicity. How's that sound?
Good on.
The Monsters. Fair enough. Chris Rose, he doesn't need any more. He is... very publicized. We love having him on the show. He is next right here on Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.